Remember that movie with George Clooney, you know, where the Andrea Gill sets out right on this fishing expedition, and then they decide to stay 2 more weeks longer than they probably should have. You know, I've had relatives do that too. Let's see what happens. Hold you up in this perfect storm. Well, I think that Job understood what a perfect storm was, right? And the worst thing for Job was this. The God that could have prevented it allowed it to happen. Have you ever thought about that? You know? The God that he was always so faithful to rewarded his faithfulness with intense sorrow and suffering. So as the skies turn dark, you have to realize in this picture of Job, he's in the middle of an actual storm, and the clouds are turning dark, and it's raining, you know, and as they blow in him, he's got this perfect storm. His children have died. He's lost everything that he has, right? He's got this emotional, this physical, this mental, spiritual pain going on. The storm hits, and he does what most of us probably would have done, even the guys. He wept. He wept for everything that he lost. He wept because he didn't understand what it was like. And if you've ever had a devastating disease that you found out about that you can't, there's nothing you can do about, then you probably know that storm. Or if you've ever known this heart-piercing grief from things that are going on in your life, you probably know that storm too. If you've ever felt betrayed or forsaken, somebody you love has stabbed you in the heart, then you know what it's like to be in that kind of storm. And so as the storm continues, there Job sits. He sits in the ashes. He sits wet, soaking wet. His sores, remember he has sores, they're just running, you know. And his heart's broken. The more the storm raged, the more that Job related to that. Because you see, he was raging as well, you know. He's living out the very worst of the days he's ever had in his life. As far as we know, he hasn't had like this before. He thought God was blessing him all his life, right? Not only has he lost everything, but at this point, he's almost losing his faith. And I think at some time in our life, we have to realize that that perfect storm is most likely going to hit you. Maybe some of you it already has that are older. Maybe some of you that are younger, it hasn't hit yet. And at that point, suffering may overwhelm you. And I know when I had a perfect storm in my life, it shook it to the roots. I was screaming at God saying, how could you do this to me? And what did I get in response? Silence. Silence of all things, right? And I bet you've seen it as well. I've seen it in the faces of people who have had 3 deaths in a row. The mother, the father, maybe a cousin. People who never before didn't even know where the funeral home was, but then they know where the bathrooms are. They know where the break room is. They know the price of a coffin. They know how to put together a memorial service. And never thought they would. I've seen it in the faces, you know, of people who have faced enormous debt piling up and they lose their job and they're about to lose their home and everything else is going wrong. They know about perfect storms, you know. And then as the problems face up, what about somebody that has chemo? A friend of mine, you know. The bills are paying off. She's having radiation. She's having chemo. Finally gets to the point, I think, where Job has. She's been there that said, I don't care if I just die. It's got to be better than living like this. You see, because God was silent to her as well, you know. It's a kind of situation where one only needs one more element, and that's it. That's the perfect storm. Have you been there or know somebody that's been there before that has been in this perfect storm, you know? And people of faith, we're not immune to perfect storms. I know when I was growing up, I thought that. We're blessed people. We don't have perfect storms act. But then had I read the Bible, I would have found out that King David cried out. He was in a storm and he said, how long, O Lord, are you going to do this to me? You know, were you going to forget me forever? Speak to me, God. You know, and then we have poor Joseph, gets sold by his brothers, thrown into the pits, right? Beaten, chased, betrayed by his employer's wife, stuck in a prison he didn't deserve. Apostle Paul, He was beaten and cursed and, you know, arrested and scourged and imprisoned and denied justice and shipwrecked for his faith. It wasn't easy for him. And I'm thinking, if great people of faith get put in these perfect storms, and the good thing about it is they made it, but what hope is there for me of average faith? How am I going to make it through a storm like that, you know? Now, one of the things usually I do if I get in a perfect storm is that I get upset. I get stressed out. I get unhappy. I want to yell at everybody. I get angry, right? But I also found out one thing for sure in the middle of one of those storms. Now, it doesn't do me any good to be upset and angry, and nobody wants to listen to it. I found that out a long time ago. But you know what? I almost did walk away from God, and a lot of people do, right in the middle of a great storm, you know? Job was a man of great, great, great faith, wasn't it? It tells us up front he had done nothing wrong. He's righteous. He has this great faith, you know? All of a sudden, he had some serious question about the God I say that he pictured in his mind of how God was supposed to be, correct? You know? He'd always worshiped this God that as long as he did what he's supposed to, he was blessed. But all of a sudden, he didn't know this God anymore. And you know what? He got angry at God. And he yells at God and says, okay, I'm going on trial, and you're going to come up here, and I got some question for me. You're the defendant, right? Why? Why did you reward my faithfulness with all the bad stuff that's going on in my life? You know, he demanded a hearing. He put God on trial, and Job went through his whole life. He said, I did this, I did that, I did that, I did that. Some of us are doers, so we kept going. When I was doing mine before God, right? You know, Job's suffering had taken him to the very edge that the God he'd loved all his life, he didn't want anything to do with him anymore. You know, but then I saw, you know, it's real easy to be faithful when everything's going your way, isn't it? When you're getting all the blessings, everything in your life is great, come to church, worship, pray, God is so good, right? But what happens when you get into that perfect storm and there's no answers anymore for what's going on in your life? Because, you know, the perfect storm, what it is a test of faithfulness. I have found, and some of you here have found, that God is most clearly revealed to us in times of suffering and pain. You know, sometimes life's difficult circumstances, you know, for me have been some of the most enlightening moments of my life, you know. Job had longed all his life to know God, you know. He prayed, he brought offerings, he was at the synagogue, he kept all the rules. Some of us are good rule keepers, right? He was righteous. There was no reason for what going on. Yet, he never had really truly met God. But right there in the middle of his pain, God came to him, you know? And when people are faced sometimes with life-threatening circumstances, sometimes they meet God the same way. I had somebody in one of my parishes by the name of Casey, and she was diagnosed with late-stage cancer. She began treatment, and she actually said to me later that cancer was the very best thing that happened to her because she no longer stresses out. She knows what's important, and the fact is that she got to know God intimately through that struggle. And then she really knew that God cared about her before, where she always just took it for granted, right? And many times I've found that there's blessings in storms. You know, in the middle of the storm, sometimes that job that you've wanted forever all of a sudden presents itself. Or maybe you've been praying for purpose and what's important in life. In the middle of one of those storms, sometimes it's there. And you know what your life is all about, right? And I thought Jim was a really good example of that, because Jim was one of those guys that was there every day, every Sunday for church, always was an usher. You know, did everything that he was supposed to. Anything I ever asked him to do, he would do. Although he was a really busy man. And so one day he came to me, and he had lost his job that he'd had for 30 years. 30 years. And gone was even the pension. This was not when they were covering. The pension was gone and couldn't pay his bills. Financial collapse. His wife wants to leave him. And I thought, okay, I'll just sit here and cry with him, right? What are you going to do when Job is sitting in front of you? And he looked at me and said, you know, this might have been the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. And I just looked at him. And he says this. He says, you know, the job that I had, there was so much stress. I had to travel all the time. I didn't have time for my family. I didn't have time to even say goodnight to my kids. And I never got to go back to school and finish that degree because, you know what, I've always wanted to be a teacher. And wouldn't you know it, 30 days later, Jim is in a brand new job, not traveling. He's made amends with his family, spending time with his family, and he's going to school nights to become the teacher he never would have been, you know? And I thought, there are blessings, but we have to be willing to be open and to look for them. The fact is that God's not going to deliver us from our troubles, whether they're like us and we spent two more weeks on the ocean than we should have, right? Or they just happen to be a massive number of things that happen all at the same time. Because the storms of our life are going to come whether we want them to or not. And if we didn't have any storms, do you think we would grow? I have found that I've grown the most as a Christian, grown the most in my faith, grown the most in relationships to other people in the middle of the storm. And when you're in a tough time, that's the time I think that we can show God what we're made of. You know, anyone can get bitter and blame God for what's going on, but if you want to pass the test, you can't be a weakling. That's when you've got to be a warrior. You've got to be a warrior for God and say, yes, God, I know you're going to see me through this. And unlike the Andrea Gill, you don't have to go under. Because after every storm, I've noticed the clouds were clear, right? And even sometimes there's a rainbow that we can see. Because with God, there's always hope. So here's Job's message. Look squarely and honestly into the center of that dark storm you're in, for it is here that you will find God, the God who promises that says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Because if you stay calm and you stay in faith, God promises everything will work out for your good.